It's not easy being a black hockey player. Just ask 15-year-old Darius Nichols, who's been training on the ice since he was five.
It's very hard having to deal with adversity. It's really hard to deal with.
Most of the other players are white. And Nichols says while his own teammates in Maryland are supportive, he often gets called racial slurs by players from other teams.
I've had kids call me the N-word. I've had kids just come at me for no apparent reason all the time.
Let's bring a W, boys. Let's start the playoffs right.
Yeah! Hockey coach Brian King says the same happened to him when he played in college.
It was much worse, from name calling to, you know, being punched in the face randomly. There's also name calling and being racist. And there's a clear difference between the two.
Hockey still carries the stigma of being a white man's sport. It was developed by European settlers in Canada about 150 years ago, and its popularity spread to the United States. But unlike most other pro sports that diversified during the civil rights era, hockey didn't.
Ice hockey is the whitest, straightest, malest sport out there.
Renee Hess is trying to change that. She's the founder of a group called Black Girl Hockey Club, which organizes fan events and scholarships to support diversity in hockey.
As a black woman, if I can find a space in a sport like ice hockey, and if a sport like ice hockey can cultivate a space for me, then that can happen anywhere.
Professional hockey is indeed a sport that underrepresents minorities. Currently, the NHL has only about five dozen minority players, and just eight out of the 220 coaches are people of color.
Get above it, get above it.
Duante Abercrombie hopes to break into that elite group. Last fall, he completed a coaching internship with the Arizona Coyotes, part of the NHL's effort to nurture diverse talent.
I want to be the first head coach in the NHL. Of diverse background to have his name on the Stanley Cup.
He says he's unafraid to aim high because he demands the same of his players. He tells them progress just requires putting one skate in front of the other.
Go again.
Heidi Jocastro, Al Jazeera, Washington.